I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time for the sunshine.
Yes, indeed. I saw that 10-day forecast. Boy, yes, oh boy. Next Wednesday at the Golden One Center. It's going to be short sleeves out there, boy. And yes, I am saying it's going to be at the Golden One Center.
Well, we know that the Sacramento Kings will be playing a play-in game next Wednesday. The only question now is, will it be in Sacramento or will it be in Dallas? The next couple of days might tell that story. We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, April 9th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Here we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel so bad right
now.
The
sun is shining, boy. The sun is shining.
Man, that weather's starting to pop. Kings clinched a postseason spot. We're good.
Feeling great. And on the latest episode of KC Can Do It.
That's it. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a new one.
All right.
I think I could. I wonder what I could do in this par three challenge. I'm not a good golfer at all. Like, odds are I'll probably slice it and hit somebody in the head. Okay. Right?
Okay.
But it doesn't seem that far away.
Like, yeah, golf isn't really about how far it is.
I'm saying,
you're right. That's why it's a par three. It's probably 80, 70 something.
Yeah. If somebody was like, I'm not even saying to like birdie it or nothing like that. I'm just saying to get it in three shots. And if it's a par five, it would probably take me seven shots. Like, I'm not even saying as a good golfer. I just like, I wonder if I could.
You would be right there. That big body of water that is being shown on TV, that's where you would be, right there.
This is honestly like the worst 4 days of sports that we get, because they throw the par three and the Masters on ESPN and all over, and I can't escape it.
Yeah, why can't I watch Missouri State versus Southern Illinois
exactly.
baseball?
Maybe I want to watch NFL Live today, but no, I got to watch the damn par three.
No one has ever said on April 9th, I want to watch NFL Live.
I just did, sir. Whoever they're throwing out there.
I think you're lying. I don't think you want to watch NFL Live.
Hey, NFL Live, 1 o'clock is on this TV unless there's a
baseball
game.
Yes, that's because we always have ESPN on.
But I'd much rather have that than the par three of the Masters.
Well, thank God for baseball.
Maybe reruns it. Look, NBA TV is on.
I got
NBA
Kings,
today.
Kings
is
put
on.
Them on
right
the deuce.
Now.
They put them on the deuce.
Is that on NBA TV?
Yeah, Kings Pistons on NBA TV. I got that on.
Okay.
Oh, shout out Zach Levine.
Let me throw that up real quick. Yeah. I was going to say, we could put on reruns of The Office. Wednesday is day baseball, isn't it? Yeah, we got day baseball somewhere?
Day baseball NBA, everywhere.
NBA, everywhere, right?
Yeah, TV
everywhere.
Headline, Porzingis and Tatum propel Celtics over the Knicks.
Bro, I thought you were on the part three challenge. Why the hell are you on there now?
He just said.
Nah, I skipped the part of the challenge from NBA TV.
He just said he got Kings Pistons on there.
Oh, so now we got to announce what's on the TV. When have we ever done that? Chill, bro.
You literally diverted a conversation about TV. Because they were showing the national championship play yesterday. Hey, why are you so uptight about
that?
You're not even a Knicks fan.
I'm a Knicks supporter, man. Shout out Sonny Lee.
Well, you need to stop supporting a team that sucks.
Shout out Hall of Famer Carmelo Anthony. He was at the game last night.
He was disgusted yesterday.
That was hilarious.
He was absolutely disgusted.
He almost walked off like Kobe did that one
time. Who? Mikal Bridges, just ball hit him in the face.
Moment's too bright.
Who was that who made the pass? Was it Cat? Who made that pass?
I think it was Cat. Yeah.
Number two passing off the
basketball. They almost beat a good team yesterday, Jesse. Almost.
They had it. They had it.
Can we get the updated Knicks record on against teams above 500?
I don't know about above 500. I'll look for that, but they are 0-9 against the top three teams in the NBA.
Okay. We'll see what. Hey, we'll see.
What's the Kings' record against the top teams in the NBA?
It's got to be better than that.
Who has a better chance of winning in winning a series in the playoffs?
Who?
What do you mean?
Out of who? Oh, we're doing that? The Kings.
Wow.
You see the answer?
Wow.
I didn't even answer. I just asked the question. I was setting it up for you guys to diss the Knicks.
This guy right here.
I was setting up for you guys to diss the Knicks.
Sure you were, pal. Sure you were.
I still believe in the Kings.
Mm-hmm. Sure you do.
Knicks fought hard, but can't even get one win in 6 months. It's going to be tough to get four in 2 weeks.
Knicks, we'll see. I mean, could the Pistons get them?
They might.
They could.
Got me thinking about it, though.
I don't think they will.
I don't know about that.
They
one.
Could.
That'd be a hell of an entrance into the playoffs if the Detroit Pistons beat the New York Knicks.
That would be so embarrassing for the.
It'd be pretty embarrassing for the Knicks.
No bad. Disrespect to the Pistons, but that would be, especially after what the Knicks did in the offseason.
Yeah, that's the story. That's colossal. Absolutely. That's absolutely.
Carly in
the
chatty house is Kenny from New York by spirit.
First of all,
you're East Coast by spirit.
First of all, welcome, Carly.
Yeah, first of all, noob. Don't listen to these people. I am a Kings fan. I am a Knicks supporter only. I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm a Knicks supporter.
There's very little evidence of that the first 6.5 minutes of the show.
That's why I was telling Carly, don't listen to these people. I'm telling you right here. It's right here. I'm saying it. I'm
Carly
a Kings
gonna hit us
fan.
Back. I've been here since day one. I've been here since the two-hour shows.
I'm a Kings fan.
I was here
fan,
with Deuce and D-Lo. We're talking
supporter.
About their dads. Like, what are you talking about, noob? I've been here. Man.
I just want to see the Knicks do well. And against the top three teams in the NBA, they don't do well.
Z Sickness says, KC from NY like Levine is from Harlem.
That's a good cut right there.
He said, oh, Harlem with the Hollywood shuffle.
KC does hate Kendrick Lamar. Well,
that's not true at all either.
We want to make sure Carly knows.
That is not true at all. Don't listen to these people, man. Don't listen to them. Only listen to me. Don't believe the people that hate me. What do you say? Don't believe the people that were hired by me, and don't believe the people that were fired by me. Believe the facts.
Who said that?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, I know. Wow. Wow. What are you doing?
Am I going to look it up and be like a redacted
quote? Yes, it's Sean.
It wasn't Sean. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it now that you don't know.
Oh, I thought it was Sean. That absolutely sounded like a Sean quote. It's definitely somebody who was redacted. That's for sure. Don't nobody support the redacted more. I bet this
guru does.
Yeah, that's a shoot. Guru got a Vince McMahon t-shirt on right now.
Hey, this is bizarre that you said this. And I wouldn't even think about this until you said it. I had a weird ass dream that I had a bunch of Vince McMahon graphic tees. And I was like, wow, I got a lot of these shirts. I gotta get rid of.
Yeah, that is a weird dream, Kenny.
No, it's very bizarre.
Hold on.
Never wins. I don't even think that exists. A closet full of Vince McMahon tees.
Hold on.
That's crazy.
Was it one tea, but no, you had like 20 of them?
No, it was like 20 it was different like, teas. It was like 7 different teas. Like I was folding my clothes and putting them away, and I was like, damn, all these Vince McMahon graphic teas. I'm like, why do I have all these?
Honestly,
I don't know.
Your brain
I don't
even
know.
Come up with that for a dream?
I don't know. You know what it is?
I need a psychiatrist to analyze that dream.
Nah, check this out. So I don't know what's going on at the my upper back or whatever. I got like a pinched nerve that is all bad. Like it, like I turn it. I can't turn my neck. I got to turn my whole body this way. Right?
Father,
it's
time.
Crazy.
Father time beating Kenny's ass.
So last night,
like he was a Nick. That's the whole time.
Wow, you
like
too?
He's a New York Nick.
You too. Wow. Anyway.
I'm just here.
I had a bunch of Tiger Balm rubbed on my back, and I took some medicine.
Man, you really are an old ass man.
I took some medicine, man. No, I couldn't do nothing. I was like, I got to do something to try
the Tiger Balm out.
So I did that and took some medicine, and maybe that just created the wild dream. It was random too. It didn't have nothing to do with nothing. I was
Tiger
just putting
Balm
my clothes
and medicine
away.
Has Kenny dreaming about Vince McMahon.
Yeah, all it takes is Tiger Balm and a little Benadryl.
Oh, and the sinuses was crazy last night. So I might have over-medicated because I took some Zyrtec. The Tiger Balm's not medication, but I had that, and then I had some extra strength Tylenol all last night. So I might have over-medicated. It was all bad. Between the allergies and the
you have some bamboo
nerve
to go with it?
Should have. Yeah. That's what the OGs would tell you, man. Just get some rum and coke and call today. You'd be all right. That's what my grandmother would say.
Well, yeah.
Rum and coke.
Well, Tiger Balm and pain meds would get you a Vince McMahon drip.
Dreaming about Vince McMahon.
Graphic tees, closet full.
Nah, that was crazy, man. I can't even front.
What was your reaction to the graphic tees in your dream? Like, yeah, oh yeah, sick! My graphic tees are my Vince McMahon tees are
no,
washed.
It was.
I could wear these.
I had a bunch of them, and I was like, why do I have these?
What was your favorite one? Did it say like, no chance in hell? Like, what did they
well,
say?
Well, no, it, like I'm putting
you're fired.
I'm putting the clothes away in my dream, and I'm just like going, I'm like, man, this is like 8 graphic. Why do I have all these Vince McMahon graphic tees? And then my mind went elsewhere. So I don't know.
Was he courtside at the Knicks game? Maybe that's why you were thinking about him.
No, he's known to be there, though.
Hey, he wasn't there yesterday.
He's known to be there.
In just horribly colored suits.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I don't know that the show's going uphill after Kenny's dreams about Vince McMahon.
And it weren't about Vince McMahon. It was graphic tees that I had of Vince McMahon.
That's not how I'm telling the story.
Yeah, Kenny's dream about Vince McMahon is today's title.
That's the story moving forward forever. The truth is irrelevant. The story is what's important.
But what they say, who cares about the truth when
the
lies
story
are more
is better?
Entertaining.
Well, I've heard a less salacious version. It's who cares about the truth when the story is much better.
The way you got to do it is you tell the story like truthfully, but like add a little exaggeration.
A little spice to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little spice to it.
That's how you do that.
Put a little Tapatio sauce on it.
Exactly. Shout out.
Like Jesse does his eggs.
You put Tapatio on your eggs, but no salt?
Sometimes, yeah.
No, I
put it on everything. Like, I had chicken and rice yesterday. I threw it on there. Mm. Wesley was like all surprised because I had the king-size bottle. I bring it from home.
Okay. All right.
Hey, they need to sponsor me for real.
Jesse keeps hot sauce in his bag. That's what
I do. Yeah, I mean,
Beyonce.
That's what it is. Well, okay.
Well, no. Air horns.
Okay.
Air horns.
Well, I did air horns earlier.
Because the Kings clinched the play-in yesterday.
Did anyone cry? Were there any tears? No?
I mean, the cameras caught it.
Okay, someone check social media. Did anyone?
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door.
With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And record themselves crying.
There was a lot more, I don't want to say celebration because that would be too aggressive, but like posting of them clinching the play-in than I expected. Not just from Sacramento, nationally, like Legion of Hoops, the Kings with the little graphic, clinched the play-in spot.
Well, no, I mean, but that's news. Like, it's a story. Like, clinching.
As you can see, they weren't going to get a graphic.
Well, clinching up
for the play-in,
but clinching a postseason, that's an NBA thing. Like, I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with
especially
it,
especially in a race.
I saw more than I thought I would.
Okay, well,
clinch the play-in
in the Vince McMahon dream, or I see. Okay, we'll come back. We'll attempt to start this show. Kings, they're headed to the postseason. Will the Golden One Center host a play-in game 1 week from today? We've got the scenarios. It doesn't take much. It's down to two teams. Mm. It is Dallas and Sacramento. We'll talk about it. Steelo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. It's funny. I just had to respond to somebody in the building that the Kings qualified for the play-in, and I recognize the person that I'm messaging might not understand what that means.
I
Like, I don't know how you, because you can't say the playoffs. So the Kings are in the play-in, so they're going to play a game next week. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean they're going to play two more weeks. It just means they will, at the very least, mm-hmm. play one more. And I was like, I'm not typing all of this, so if she asks questions, I'll respond.
Right.
But I'm just saying the Kings qualified for the play-in, and I'm leaving it at that. I don't think non-basketball people really I have to explain the complex what this means pretty regularly.
They're in the play-in tournament that could get them into the playoffs?
Yeah, I guess.
Is this the shortest way to do that?
I mean, maybe you call it the postseason tournament, the play-in tournament.
See, but then like, oh, yeah, the NFL poll won't be postseason, you know?
I know.
My coworkers are tapped in. Don't worry, guys.
It's not like I told a couple people about a month ago. Be ready, just in case. It's cool, though.
Nobody listens to that.
It's cool, though. It's, hey, this is what's going on. You know, I don't know if you got to talk to somebody or put stuff in motion. You know what I mean? Because it's a month out and this is a possibility. This day. It's cool, though.
I don't even know what you're talking about, so who knows? Who knows?
It's cool, though. It's all good.
It's even worse. If Kenny's just throwing out subliminals, we're all in trouble. Stop trying to fit out and maybe fit in.
The funny thing is, with LeBron's subliminals, you can figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
With Kenny's, like, I don't know.
Yeah, well.
It's fine.
I don't say no names, man. That ain't really
funny. Oh. I talked
to people like, hey, remember what we did 2 years ago? I'm getting kind of close to that possibility again.
What we did 2 years ago?
Oh, we had game watch four parties stuff and all that other stuff. Yeah.
So we're getting kind of close
to that time again, and it's kind of iffy, but it's a possibility. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Like, we could get started on it now, just in case you need to give people time to set things
up. Well, that's a little unfair, because 2 years ago, the Kings clinched a playoff spot. Like, you had weeks to plan for this. It's hard to get someone to invest in an if. Not that I'm trying to.
A week and a half ago, we were like, fellas, everybody. It's not looking good.
The season was over a week ago.
Wednesday. Well, I think Wednesday we still thought that we could.
When they beat the Wizards? Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Or lost to the Wizards, I mean.
We're like, it's nasty.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah. It's not good. So how much of that has really changed?
They've won
three in a row. You beat two really good teams. You beat two playoff teams. You beat the top team. You beat the one in the six, basically, in the East. Not basically. That is what you did. You beat the one in the six in the East on back-to-back nights. Mm-hmm. And now you're headed home. You're playing a team who just fired their head coach. You're playing a team that is somehow with 10 more wins, 9 more wins more than you, in more turmoil than you are. And, again, a week ago, it was all over. Everybody was angry because you had lost to the Wizards.
And now a week later?
How much has changed?
Well, I'm not going to lie. Yesterday I was thinking, maybe you get the Mavericks in the play-in. Maybe you get that one. Maybe you see Memphis. Who knows? But maybe I know we're not supposed to do that right now.
Maybe you see Denver, Minnesota. Minnesota might be look. When Minnesota does, when they lose the second play-in game, they'll look back at last night. When they lose the second play-in game to the Kings, they'll look at last night and be like, We could have avoided the play-in altogether.
You're talking about Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
Yeah.
That was an epic collapse.
We'll talk about it. But, like, to answer your question, I don't think much has changed, except for the fact it looks like you'll have one of the games at home. When they lost that game, it looked like that had gone away. Because you had lost to the Wizards. You probably beat Charlotte. But there wasn't no way you were going to win Cleveland and Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Probably weren't going to win one of them.
Mm.
And I think that same night they lost to Washington, the Mavericks beat the Hawks, I believe.
That's right.
So it felt like, all right, you'll probably still be 10 because KD's not in Phoenix. And
you got thrown off the hell in a cell with that Washington loss and the Dallas win.
It's like you probably still get 10 because Phoenix just isn't equipped to make you pay for it, but you're probably going to have to win two road games. What has changed in that time is you're going to be at home for one of the games. I'm just going to say that. And
the likelihood is very high
that
they're home for one of these.
You see a little bit of light now in these two games because of, I think, mainly because of the way Zach LaVine has played.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you're like, man, if this is – what he's going to be doing for the next week and a half. Hell yeah, you can win two games and get into the play-in. Absolutely. Or excuse me, get into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think it's less about the Kings because, like, we know they can show up on any given night and play good basketball. Like, we know that already. But some of these teams out west that are kind of, like, dangling above the play-in, kind of teeter-tottering, are looking kind of weak, I feel. Like, they can be had. Like, Memphis, I don't really know about them. And Denver, they just fired their coach. Like, how invested are you guys, like, as well? There's weak spots, I think, now.
Get well soon, Jalen Wells, man.
That was awful.
Yeah, that was awful, man. Get well soon. So I bring him up, though, because...
And he is jacked up. Like, that picture he posted at the hospital was crazy. Like, yeah. He is banged up, scratched up. His wrist is broken. I mean, thank God. I guess that's all it is.
Right.
But he looked like he was in a car accident.
That was tough. That was tough, man. And to that point a little bit, I feel really bad for the guy who undercut him, because he was very, very, he was like, I'm sorry. He just kept saying, I'm sorry. I went to social media, said I talked to Jalen, but I just want to tell his family, like, I'm so sorry. I kind of feel bad for him, because I don't know how he got in that position, but that clearly wasn't what he was trying to do.
Nah, it wasn't. And he was, he's a young man out there trying.
Yeah.
And that can sometimes be dangerous.
Yeah.
Inadvertently dangerous, but it can be dangerous.
Right.
And I think that's what it was last night.
Yeah, but get well soon, Jalen. Like you said, it seems like the worst of it is the broken wrist, and that's a great thing, because that was scary.
Mm-hmm.
That was scary to see. But I'm going on a little bit of tangent. I say that to say Memphis was already in a, like, kind of downward type spiral, so to speak. But now they're losing, you know, one of their key players for this entire season, in Jalen Wells, and you play them in the play-in, in the second game of the play-in, if you're able to beat Dallas, not only are they in a bad way mentally and just as a team, but roster-wise, mm-hmm. they're going to be down some guys. So I think Memphis is going to make it. It really comes down to tomorrow, in my opinion. Memphis,
you
Minnesota.
You think Memphis is going to make what?
The top six.
Six, okay.
But it comes down to tomorrow for me.
Okay.
It's Memphis, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And the loser of that game probably stays in the play-in situation.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've added another team that I think could slide on down as well, and that's Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was just a four team, like, you know, Warriors, Clippers, Memphis, Minnesota.
Well, do you know who Memphis' next game again is against?
Unless they play today, they play Minnesota.
It's Denver. Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
It's Minnesota, and then it's Denver.
Oh, next game after Minnesota.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's Minnesota, then it's Denver. They close out with Dallas.
Yeah. It comes down to those two games you just mentioned. Because if Memphis can win both of those, I haven't really done the math if they can win one of them, but if they can win both of those games, clearly they'll be in the top six.
Well, I would think that puts them in the top six, because Denver's fifth. So if you beat Denver, I mean, if you win both of those, you're absolutely in the top five, because Denver has to fall back.
Yeah.
The question is if you win one. And the one obviously has to be Denver. Let's see what Minnesota's other two games are. Minnesota, they obviously got Memphis first, and they,
Clippers?
No,
not the Clippers.
Not even close. Not even close. Friday, Brooklyn. Sunday, Utah.
So Minnesota should
be. The path is there.
Yeah, Minnesota should be good, go 2-1.
You got to.
At worst case scenario, 2-1.
Yeah.
I think, damn. That's tough, because I want to say I think Minnesota and Denver are going to be the two playing teams.
Minnesota's
got two wins almost locked in.
Yeah, already. And the Warriors are San Antonio. That's tonight. At Portland on Friday. Mm. And then they'll close with the Clippers on Sunday at the dental office.
So I'm seeing... How's this math going to work? So I'm seeing Warriors at 4.
So you got
Clippers 5.
I assume you putting the Warriors at 4, you've got the Warriors beating the Clippers the last game of the season.
Yeah. And Clippers might, they might be in the play-in.
Well, it's
and they're
so
playing
so here's
really really well.
Here's the Clippers. Houston tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They're here on Friday. And then we just mentioned they closed out at the dental office.
I'm going to say they lose to the Kings. And they lose to the Warriors. So that's
going to put them in the play-in. It's going to put the Clippers in the play-in if that happens.
Yeah.
That'll put the Clippers in the play-in. That'll put Golden State up. That probably puts the winner of Memphis and Denver in.
I think, well, the whole thing is I think Denver's going to be in the play-in.
So that gets you, so you're putting Memphis and Minnesota
in.
Because if Denver's in the play-in and you've got the Warriors beating the Clippers, you probably got the Clippers falling out if you've got the Kings beating them.
Yeah, that's one and two.
So that's going to put, you're putting the Clippers and the Nuggets in the play-in?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Clippers are playing really good, too. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah, five straight for the Clippers.
I think I heard last
night. 8-10.
I heard last night it was something crazy. They had won like 18 of 22 or something like that. They've been cooking.
Oh, wow.
It's maybe not those exact numbers, but something over a long period of time where they've been playing really good basketball.
Man, so we said 5 straight, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Wow, I don't think it's far off. 13, 14, 15. It looks like they're 15-3. 15-3 in their last 18.
Wow. Wow.
What kills them, and this is, I haven't expanded the schedule, in the 7 games prior to that 15-3 run, 1-7.
Oh, man. That's when we thought we could, get them. And so like, oh, they're struggling right now. We could get
That win against the Kings was their third straight win. They lost to the Pelicans inexplicably in their next game, and then they went they're on this run that they're on right now.
Mm. So 1-2 for the Clippers puts them at 34 losses. The Nuggets, I have them potentially going 0-3. That puts them at 35, so they're in. Minnesota's got 34 because I got them going 2-1. Yeah, Clippers and Nuggets.
Wow, that'd be round one of the play-in. Winner gets in. Loser gets the winner of Sacramento and Dallas. I mean, and by the way, we're saying Dallas. Phoenix can catch Dallas. Mathematically, yes, Phoenix can catch Dallas.
They can. I watched them play last night, though.
Doesn't feel like Phoenix could catch anyone, but mathematically. Phoenix can catch Dallas.
It was like
I think it'd have to be three up and three down. I think that's the only way it's possible.
Yeah. And Mavericks could lose all three. The question is, Phoenix winning any of these games.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't.
Does anyone whose name you know play Sunday? Here for Phoenix.
For Phoenix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, like.
Book play?
No, but.
KD?
I know what you're saying.
Brad?
I know what you're
saying. What's the G League Phoenix team?
The Rio Grande.
Cactuses?
No.
Don't care. It doesn't matter. The point is.
I know what you're saying, but I'm talking like.
It's going to be a lot of DMPs.
Nick Richards. Dunn, the rookie, Plumlee will play. You know what I mean? Like those guys.
Our Lord and Savior. He could have
been here.
We just gotten Mason Plumlee. We wouldn't be in this position. The Kings had just signed Mason here. Plumlee.
I wonder if what's going on with the little, you know, the little shooter that everybody hates because he's dirty.
Grayson Allen.
Grayson Allen will probably play.
There you go. Oh, great. Well, someone watch out, Keon. Someone's getting taken out. Grayson Allen's playing. Someone's getting taken out.
But to your point, though, like I understand your point. I don't know because they could get eliminated tonight, huh? If Dallas were to win.
Yeah, they got to be out. Like yeah, Dallas can't win again.
We might.
It's the Lakers, and it's Luka's return. Luka, I guess, fresh after getting thrown out late in yesterday's game.
That was a trip.
And I'm guessing I know what he called the fan. Don't know for sure, but pretty confident I know what he called that fan.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. If I was that fan and I got Luka thrown out, I might have ended up getting thrown out because I would have been so obnoxious. I would have been like, yeah, get your bleepity bleep out. Oh, you get his bleepity bleep out. Oh,
man. You would get
I got his
out.
Dumb ass thrown out.
You would get thrown out. Doug would have to, not Doug the coach, Doug the security guard would have to come over. Hey, come on, Caraway. Get out of here, man.
Yeah, I would have been hyped. Talking crazy.
We're talking about LA and Dallas. Oklahoma City's in Phoenix.
Oh, damn.
Man, they're going to put that team out of their misery in just. Do they score more than 80 tonight? This might be an all-time they didn't show up job.
Bradley Beal, you thought he didn't care last night.
If I'm Brad, I wouldn't care either.
Some people have been.
Y'all hoes hate me anyways. If I went for 50, you wouldn't care.
Yeah, so I don't have no problem with Bradley Beal. Y'all, they treated him like the problem. They've tried to trade him, all this other stuff.
They had that man coming off the bench.
You lucky. I'm behaving the way I am. You know, I'm just smiling about life. You know, I'm going out there. I'm doing what I can when I'm out there. Yeah.
You're Damian Lee is playing 40 minutes on Sunday.
Damian Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Might get some bowl play.
Definitely
here.
Definitely get bowl. Yeah. Who's the most random person we'll see?
I got to be honest. I thought Damian Lee was pretty random. I mean, Bol Bol gets DMPs. I'd go with one of them as the most random. Well, Tyus Jones plays.
Connor Gillespie.
The Florida guy, right?
Yeah. Oh, this other guy. I got to be honest. I don't know this guy.
Colin Gillespie went to Villanova, didn't he?
He might have.
I don't think he went to Florida.
Yeah, that's a good call. Good call by you, Damian Phelps.
No. There's one thing I know. It's random college basketball
college
players.
College sports guy over here.
Yeah.
Oso. How do you say his last name?
That's not even a person.
that's the one.
Who are you talking about?
He played 21 minutes last night.
His name is Oso?
His first name. His last name is Igodaro.
You're just making stuff up.
Oso, you said Igodaro?
His first name is Oso. You're naming Snowfall characters?
They do not have a player named Oso.
Oso Igodaro. He's playing on Sunday, and he's playing 35 minutes.
Okay.
I don't even know who Oso is.
I don't even think that's a person. I think you're just saying stuff.
21 minutes last night, 2 of 6 from the field.
Draymond Green looking for his Defensive Player of the Year award.
Oh, he's campaigning again?
Oh, you didn't hear?
He's banned.
Yeah, he's campaigning tough.
What? All right, what he's he saying? I didn't hear. What
he said,
talking
he
about?
He said he's motivated every time he takes the floor to because he wants to win another Defensive Player of the Year award. And you know the drill. This is his team's. This is what they do. Man, I know what that does for me. I know what that does for me when it like I have never.
Steve Kerr called him the most whatever defender the other day.
I have never heard a player beg publicly and then through their media people to be a Hall of Fame candidate ever. I have never, ever heard an active player beg for their Hall of Fame candidacy the way that Draymond Green does.
I agree.
Now, look, Draymond's a fine basketball player.
And he's a hell of a defender.
I have never seen anything like what Draymond has been executing since the 2020 Olympics.
Agreed, man.
That man is openly begging to make the Hall of Fame.
And the crazy thing is, and I don't, hopefully we'll get to it because there's one conversation that I'm interested in having, but.
The one with Steph and Buddy, that one?
No.
That was hilarious.
No, that was iconic.
Yeah.
It's in the rundown. He's already done what he needs to do. Like, he's already making the Hall of Fame. Draymond.
Oh yeah, because he's Steph's lackey.
Yeah, he's already so like the campaigning for it. Why, bro? Why?
No, let him do his thing. Mm. It's whatever.
And he's a great defender. He is a great defender. He is. You know, every year one of the better defenders in the league. It's interesting that as great as he is and they need him so much and all this other stuff, they were 11th with him there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jimmy got there, things changed.
That's right.
I don't know. Yeah.
Jimmy.
I don't know how much of an X factor you are when you're there the entire time and your team stinks.
And you added a player significantly better than you. And you guys got better. Speaking of.
Come here, buddy. Steph Curry. Steph, Buddy Hield. I want you guys to meet each other. Say hello to Steph. He's the greatest shooter in the history of the world. Hey. Wide open. I love you, buddy. I love you.
All right, Steve. You ain't got to do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I saw that. At some point, look. Hey, somebody might get slapped if I'm Buddy Hield. All right, Steve, yeah. All right, bro, just say he was open. We don't need all the pomp and circumstances, bro. I know you mic'd up, so you're trying to make a funny. This ain't funny.
I disagree.
To me, Buddy Hield.
I disagree.
I'm saying to Buddy Hield, it's not funny.
How many times do you think Steve's already told him, though, pass the ball to Steph?
I disagree. I think it's funny. I think the more we all collectively poke fun at Buddy Hield, the more it's like a game. We're all in on it. Even Steve. But Steve tried to soften the blow with, I love you, buddy. Yeah, like, all right, dude.
Shut up.
All right, man.
Once again, not me saying shut up.
Now,
Buddy Hield.
I don't know enough about being a parent. Mm. But if you have to discipline Ryan. Mm. Well, never mind. You can't discipline Ryan. She'll beat your ass.
Yeah, there ain't no
if you have to
one.
Discipline Reese, and you're Reese, you can't stay out past such and such time. And then he come, okay, now here's some cookies, son, I love you, and here's cookies and milk and ice cream. Like, that ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what Steve just did. Steve, tell your player to pass the ball. That's it. You weren't joking. You meant it.
Yeah.
Didn't Buddy just get cussed out by Steph Curry?
Yeah, and see, that's the part. It's the part. I love you, buddy. No, you're being condescending.
No.
And I'm about to slap the hell out of you.
Okay, first of all, put your finger down.
Your buddy Hield, relax. We will trade you right now. Like, relax.
At the end of the day, I am a man. Quit disrespecting me, bro.
No, but here's the thing. He got disrespected the other day by Steph Curry out on the floor.
That's what I'm saying. But, it keeps happening.
But the thing is, but you're the problem. You recognize that? You're the problem. You're getting yelled at by Steph. You're getting yelled at by Steve. You're the problem. Pass the goddamn ball.
Buddy Hield or Steve Kerr or whoever, you keep talking to me like that, I ain't never passing. You better watch your damn mouth. Who the hell you think you're talking to? I ain't never going to pass.
Draymond.
Okay, sorry, I'm passing. Hey,
we got another one.
No, here you go. Here you go, big dog. Here you go.
We got another one.
Here you go, big dog.
Hey. See, but what do you do when Buddy Hield pulls out the water?
You know what to do.
If you're Steve Kerr and Steph, what do you do when Buddy Hield pulls out the NBC Sports graphic? Steph, I'm right here, right behind you.
Steph, one and two. You got to respect it.
Look at Steph since December 3rd of 2021.
You got to respect it. Buddy Hield. All right, Steve. That last part. You saw it too, the last part. All right, now you messing around. Like, stop talking to me, Steve.
Mm.
Stop talking to me.
Mm.
You're playing around at this point. I'll shoot that shot again. Stop playing with me.
Well, then sit your stupid ass down. You ain't playing.
Sit me down then. Go ahead. Sit me down.
You playing the role of Buddy Hield is wild. That was not something I was prepared for today.
What was Steve's little? I love you, buddy.
Well, so shut the hell up. Now, Steve, what are you doing? You just... Steve, you didn't make a point there, like at all.
He was mic'd up.
You did not make a point by doing that.
Steph Curry, Buddy Hield. I want you guys to meet each other.
Coach is looking on confused.
Steph, he's the greatest shooter in the history of the world. Wide open.
He came up late.
I love you, buddy. I love you.
Okay. All right, man. This is, you know, you're right. You know what that was? That was I watched 6 minutes of the gold thing on Netflix or whatever. It's that goddamn Steve Kerr Anthony Edwards moment. It was the most contrived nonsense. You know what, Steve? All right.
Now you're seeing it.
All right.
Now you're seeing it. Get the hell away from me. Get the hell away from me.
Stop putting cameras and microphones on Steve Kerr. It's cheesy ass. Come back. Which team missing the playoffs would be the biggest disappointment? KC just laid out some potential play-in scenarios. We'll talk about it. Stealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Shout out to our boy TD, man, back in Sacramento. Terrence Davis, just in time for a nationally televised game, too.
It's on and popping.
You know how our boy it's does on and popping with
my
TV.
Boy TD.
Yeah, man.
Big up to him, man. I was glad to see him back in the NBA, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even better that he's with the Kings, man. So that's dope. A lot of people had the same concerns we had yesterday after the signing, where they were worried.
About Malik.
Yeah, that it meant something for Malik, meant something in a bad way as far as that injury. After sleeping on it, it may not be related.
Okay.
May not be related. I hope they aren't. We still haven't really heard about anything more about Malik's calf strain.
Yeah.
Is it a grade one? Is it mild? Is it precautionary that they sit in? You know, we don't know. So we'll see.
Yeah, we haven't heard any, like, nothing at all, right?
No, I haven't, at least, yeah.
Well, normally some sort of release would go out. Doug, it doesn't look like. I don't know if Doug spoke today or not. I'm following Sean. Sean hasn't posted anything with Doug. Normally the coach talks after practice, so we'll see if we can find that out. And I'm sure the first question would be about Malik. Domantas Sabonis talked, though. Here's what Domas had to say, courtesy of Sean Cunningham, Fox 40 Sports, after practice today.
Oh, man.
How did you look back at just the 3-3 trip for you guys?
We obviously ended up on a great note, but we obviously could have done a better job as well. But, you know, things are clicking now, you know, so we just want to keep riding the wave.
Are you pretty much, I mean, you get into the play-in tournament now.
Got to be better than that. Come on, team. You got to be better. It's probably Matt George. Come on, Matt.
Take a lap wherever you are.
That wasn't Matt. It looked like it was someone from KCRA.
We just want to play.
Damn.
I'm going to find out who caused this.
Yeah, no, let him know. Fence him back.
Hey, at home. You know, we want to play home in front of our fans, you know, give them one more game at least. And the goal is to win and carry on going forward.
Do you feel like...
Pause that real quick. After those two answers, is the 10-second game back?
Oh, good call. Good call. I forgot.
It's a 10-second game.
I forgot. So does Domas give an answer over 10 seconds?
I've got the watch going
when
right
did
now.
When did it change? After Mike's firing or after De'Aaron's trade?
It was after Mike's firing.
Hey, guys, okay. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah. He's Cody Rhodes cutting a promo out here to start the show.
Rhodes.
All right.
Here we go. I got the clock ready.
All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to take the under on his next answer since he's already been talking.
Good call.
Less. Yeah, I'm going less.
Yeah.
I'm going less.
At this point?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you know, we need one or two more games, you know, to get that ninth seed, and it starts with tonight.
Oh!
6.23.
Hey. Do I know my media? Do I know my media?
Play well the last three games at home to have the momentum.
Yep. Thoughtful question.
It's big. It's big. You know, everyone's feeling better, good, you know, so we just got to keep riding this way, like I said before. It. And we play tough teams, you know, everyone's fighting for something.
Oh! What was it? It was close.
It was less.
Oh,
it had to be less.
I don't know. I don't think it was.
Let's not get in at the end. It was less.
I'm going to go more.
It was like 8.7
I'm going like 10.5.
9.32.
Domas is a little sick too. He's sounding a little nasally. Yeah, he's not spending any extra time here.
In the West, this competitive heading into the final.
The reporters' questions, Jake, Sean, they're longer than the answers.
Yeah, no, facts.
Poor guy looks like he got punched in the face too again.
Also, Domas is gonna need Domas to get his haircut before tonight's game.
Why are you saving it for the play-in?
No, get no, Domas, you make $40 million a year. Get your hair cut tonight. I get you've been on the road. Have your man come by after you wake up from your nap and get, and you got to be right. It's national TV tonight.
True.
Get your soccer player haircut in line.
It was like that last year. Wait,
hold on. No, that was the beginning. That was the beginning.
Hold on. I'll go back. Yeah, a little bit. Back. Do we start with the
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I did last time. So just check.
It was like that last year, but this year it's like from top to bottom. So yeah.
Not even close.
Three points.
Not even close.
This is like Mike Tyson fights.
This is amazing.
Earlier this season, what are some of the difficulties that come with
coaching change? No way. The
season
like
that. No way.
Just. You know, getting used to, you know, obviously the first couple weeks or days are a bit different, you know.
Wrap it up.
We've been through that. They've been through that, you know, just happened to Memphis. So the players just got
there.
That's
got us more. Right. Yeah, hell yeah. The way to gather
okay, okay. All right.
Wait a second. Shout out, Domas.
No. Wait a second. I'm rewinding it.
They didn't have a lot of words there.
No,
though.
Let's play a different game.
Okay.
Let's see how many words he actually used in that answer. How many words does Domas use in this answer?
Getting used to, you know, obviously the first couple weeks
I don't think this is the question,
a bit
right?
different, you know.
No.
So, you know, we've been through that. They've been through that, you know, just happened to Memphis, so.
Oh, wait, That was it. My mistake.
Just, you know, getting used to, you know.
Where they just fired Michael Malone. You guys went through that earlier this season. What are some of the difficulties that come with a coaching change in the middle of the season like that?
Noise.
Just, you know, getting used to, you know, obviously the first couple weeks or days are a bit different, you know. So, you know.
Three, you know.
We've been through that. They've been through that, you know, just happened to Memphis. So
four.
The players just got to find a way to gather and compete.
Is four, it hard you know. To... Shouldn't use count. That as a spark and as motivation to play for better sure than less. What you were that led to the firing?
For us or for?
Yeah, just in general.
I guess, you know, everyone has their own reasons, you know, to go out there and play hard, you know, and, you know, some people do it for love of the game.
Do you expect Denver to play with an inspired effort tonight?
I mean, there's things going on that if they lose, they can go in the play-in. So I think there's... I mean, we all love this game, so I feel like everyone wants to make the playoffs and win a championship.
Yeah, he hates these questions.
I said, no matter what else is going on.
He top 10 again.
Like yourself, I mean, you see two teams that are upper echelon playoff teams, and they bounce their head coach a week, 2 weeks before the season ends. Just, you ever see anything like that?
No, I've never seen anything like that. No.
Yeah, what do you
direct answer.
Just the demands of the NBA these days?
I guess,
don't care, Sean.
I don't even know what to say, you know. To me, you know, I feel like it.
I got my coach fired earlier.
That wasn't very nice.
I apologize. Domas is like, you don't know what's going on there. They might hate him. Who knows?
Those last two answers totaled 9 seconds.
Shout out, Domas. That's big. I want to get to work energy right there. I can respect that.
He did not want to talk about Michael Malone or the Denver Nuggets whatsoever.
I don't blame him.
No, I get it.
I don't blame him. That's none of my business.
Mm-hmm. See, that's how you answer a question that's none of your business.
That's none of my business. I don't know what's going on over there. Who you think, we won't do this, but who you think is the longest talker? Is it Zach?
Malik.
Keon. Keon's the longest.
I think
talker.
Zach is.
Zach?
Zach be talking.
Oh, does it? Last time, yeah, we had to turn Zach's interview off. We were like, he's just
talking. Well, no, it wasn't
because
he was talking too much. It's because he was boring.
Well, yeah, but you talk too much. Like, you're just talking too much. That's boring.
I think Zach is, I think he's the leader in the clubhouse for that.
Really?
Yeah, Zach talks like he has, like, the media book, like the Bill Belichick booklet in front of him. Like, just talk and they'll tune you out eventually.
All right. Okay, all right. Well, here's Keon.
Okay.
What's the number for Keon on an average answer? Domas was 10 seconds. What's Keon?
Well, 30 maybe.
30?
I was going to say
you
15.
Think Zach LaVine talks more than 30 seconds?
Wait, Zach LaVine or Keon?
No.
Keon.
No, Keon is here. But you said Zach LaVine talks more. You think Zach LaVine gives answers longer than 30 seconds?
Well, I put
at least 25. He was talking.
He'd be talking.
Bro, that was like a 10-minute clip, 4 questions.
Man, was it that bad?
Yes.
We were talking, my boy Zach. I appreciate it, though. Insightful.
Okay.
Keon, I was going to say 15 seconds for Keon, too. RP
yeah, I
center.
Think that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking
at. Are we keeping the time?
Let's time a couple of these.
Okay.
I'm going to go 18. 18 plus.
Okay. So you're going more. 15.5.
No, I'm going more. I'm going more. Okay. Yeah, I'm going more.
All right, here we go.
I guess, how do you look at this 3-3 trip for you guys? Obviously, you ended up in it.
I'll go less on this one.
Yeah, definitely ended off the way we wanted to, but definitely could have been better on the trip. But, I mean, kind of have to put that behind us now and just kind of roll off of the momentum that we have going from the last couple of wins that we've grabbed. So, but definitely the energy and everything that we've been playing with the last couple of games, definitely good for us.
Nice picks, baby.
20.2.
Run your game.
Have characters Morgan being a team that's kind of
I'm 15 and a half. More
give you confidence as you close this thing out, like that you're
gonna start bringing dollar bills in here and throwing them on the table. The question don't even matter.
I think so because I mean this is an important part of the season, especially where we're kind of lined up at and also where everyone else is lined up at, so we know we're getting teams best shots.
He's gonna coke
right
now.
Cam. We still have things that we have to play for as well. So definitely something good to kind of be with us at the moment.
Boy, cooking, that's a demon, 17.2.
I mean, it just is what it is. So just kind of got to go out there and, you know, still play my game. You know, can't really try to limit myself.
Did it happen on the dunk or the steal?
The steal.
Okay.
Or not even the steal. Okay. We switched and I, like, my hand just kind of got jammed in there. So, yeah.
How about, I mean, you guys, where you are, get some little bit of momentum, but it seems like every day there's like a new name popping up on the injury. But
oh, this is 25.
Been relatively healthy all season. Just how do you guys kind of manage some of these?
Demon is 18 and a half now. What are you doing?
I mean, it's tough. You know, you definitely never want to see anyone injured on any team. So, but I mean, we all know that's kind of what happens in this league. You know, injuries are, you know, everyone gets injured and, you know, there's no timetable or. You can't really tell when someone's going to get injured. So, you know, when guys go down, I mean, we like I said before, other teams aren't going to feel sorry for us. So, it's kind of like a next man up mentality.
We cut them off so many times. We're on the phone.
That much more. So, yeah, it definitely sucks for us. You know, we're not 100% and
don't play with
our team. So, definitely would love to have them, but I mean, we got to still go out and handle business.
Don't play with
36.
Me.
Come
on, man. Don't play with me.
I think it's just as important as any other games that we've been having. I mean, we can't relax just because we've technically secured a spot. But, I mean, you know, you still want to be playing great basketball and the energy being high going into the playing games and, you know, these last couple of games. So, definitely don't want to take a step back now.
Ooh, 19.
Do not play with me.
Wow.
But he went 0-1 when Domas was there.
No, what are you talking about? No, I didn't. I got one, like, what? Like, Domas.
He only got one wrong with Domas.
Once, and it's because he said, you know, eight times.
That's right.
It shouldn't even count. Prize
pick. You got all the less. You got all the less right. I know you got a less right.
Prize picks would have thrown that out. They would have been like, hey, this, he got injured.
No, I
got
to give it to D-Lo, man. He went with the demon on Keon and still bodied it. He went with the demon because the demon went up to 18 and a half.
James been playing it safe.
What do you mean?
You're taking the more every time with Keon.
I took the demon.
Keon, I'm coming from Denver. They just fired Michael Malone. You guys went through the coaching change mid-season.
He might go less here. You don't want to talk about Michael Malone. He might go less.
How difficult is it? I mean, it's definitely something different. I mean, when it happened here, it was definitely my first time going through it. But I don't know. I mean, I'm always a guy of just – you know, kind of what's the next step. So, and I think we had a game the next day. So,
he found a way.
Like I kind of said on the injury thing, you know, other teams don't really, you know, kind of care about what your situation is.
The Laker game.
I mean, we still have to go out there and handle our business and put our best foot forward. So, I mean, it's the NBA, you know, it's a business. You know, things happen. So,
hey, the demon's got to change next
time. To realign your focus and handle what's the most important thing.
The odd makers.
37.2.
Hey, Keon's talking like he's a top guy on the team.
You're taking Keon off the board. Keon's off the board moving forward. Keon's off the board. Norm had the demon at 23 and a half. He blew past it.
He had 235 pluses.
Man.
Hey, they were sending Keon out there to talk at the worst of times, too, so he's prepared for anything at this point.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.